Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on this Friday. And we are live today at Chickie's at Pete's in South Philly for National Crab Fry Day. $1 crab fries and $5 pitchers of Miller Lite. Proceeds benefit the Philadelphia FOP charity. Kyle back in the studio. Hugh Douglas, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Philadelphia. How everybody doing? Make sure you get down here today and get you some crab fries, man. $1 crab fries, you cannot beat that with a baseball bat.
Well, you cannot, Hugh. You can't beat the $1 crab fries. We're going to have a great day here today. Scott Franskin will join us at noon, as he does on a Friday. We're also going to have Harold Reynolds on with us today at 11 o'clock. Harold's a great baseball guy. He's been around the sport, I mean, forever. As a player and a broadcaster, the HBCU Classic, of course, Hugh, tonight here in Philadelphia. We have tickets to give away. We're not going to do Hugh's Clues today.
No, not today.
We have a different idea, a different way of doing it. You kind of know what it is. It's a Friday. But, Hugh, you know, Phillies win last night, which is a nice win. They get the series victory in Cincinnati. We'll do some Phillies as the show goes on. Big start by Luzardo last night. It kind of showed you and reminded you how good Luzardo is when he's at his best.
No, he deserves, and I just want to make it clear, because I know some people are a little upset about me saying that he should give up his All-Star spot.
Well, you treated him like Rudy.
Never said that. Yeah. Never said he should give it up. I said it would be a noble sentiment.
The guy's a strikeout artist.
He deserves it.
Yes.
He definitely deserves it.
Well, and you know what he does? When you watch a game last night, you're reminded of if the Phillies' three best pitchers are on,
they got a shot.
They can win it all. I mean, that's those three. Like, when you have Luzardo as a three, you can win it all. So we'll get to the Phillies and a nice win last night. Duran closed it down in the ninth inning, even though there's some traffic on the bases. Good job by Duran. But, Hugh, we are now at this kind of point of the LeBron James chase where we've all thrown out our feeling on this in terms of do we want him. And, Hugh, I would say maybe 80%, 85%. I think most clear-thinking people want LeBron James on the Sixers. Kyle, of course, notwithstanding. Most clear-thinking people want this guy here because he's still a really good basketball player and he can help this team win. Maybe 20% are still in the dark on this, but most people get it.
Yeah.
But, Hugh, now as we get closer to maybe a resolution and starts that this becomes more real, I keep thinking about this. The idea of wanting and needing are two different things. Mm-hmm. I want LeBron James. But do the Sixers need LeBron James? Because as it gets closer, someone's going to get this guy, right? Whether it be the Cavaliers or the Heat or the Sixers or the Warriors, someone's going to get him, and it's going to push that team up. So, you know, the more I think about this, this has gone from something I wish I could have to now something I believe the Sixers actually need LeBron James. And let me explain. It's not in a need way of they have no chance to have a relevant team without him, right? They've got Jaylen Brown. They've got Tyrese Maxey. They have two All-NBA players. They don't need him to have a relevant team. But they need him to get over the hump to win a championship. I look at a league right now. You could say there's no league in sports right now, Hugh, that has more parity than the NBA. Eight different years, eight different champions. You can make a case for a bunch of teams. Like, you know, I know the Spurs and Thunder will be good, but I can make a case for 10 other teams that could break through like the Knicks did, like a few other teams have in recent years. And what's going to get these teams over the top? It just might still be LeBron James. The Eastern Conference is so stacked. There are so many good teams. And LeBron might end up on one of them and push that team over the other ones. So do the Sixers need LeBron James to be good? No, they'll be good without him. But do they need him to be a championship team? I think they do. And I look at it as there's no better way right now and no other avenue to get a player like this, right? They don't have great assets. They traded away picks to get Jaylen Brown. So it's not like they're going to like walk away from LeBron and trade three number ones for another forward. Like it's really LeBron or nothing for the Sixers in terms of filling this spot, the last spot in the starting five. I do think they need him. The more I think about it, it's gone from something I really want to happen to something I think they actually need to go win a championship next year. 215-592-9494. Here, where do you come down? We both want him. Do you think they need him?
It's a very passionate case that you made, Joe. And I hear you. I mean, and you're right. There's a difference between a want and a need. And the more that I think about this, I would love to have LeBron here for everything that he brings, the fact that, you know, he's been playing basketball for as long as he has. He's been to the playoffs 19 out of his, 20-something years playing in the league.
It's amazing.
There's no question that he is a phenomenal player. But to say that I need him, nothing's guaranteed. You know, and I think that's obvious when you look at the New York Knicks from last year and the way that they broke through, like you said, and won a championship. It would be nice to have LeBron James here, but when you start talking about I need something, that's where I kind of push back a little bit. I don't need to do anything. You know what I mean?
Well, this is your personality.
Well, yeah. I mean, but
this
it's just like when you say this is when you say it like that.
Need now?
Yeah. I don't need anything,
it's my call.
I would like to have it. Like it would like for him to be here, but I don't need him to be here. I just think that, you know, and by him dragging it out, as long as he's dragging, I know he's a grown man. He gets to make the decision, especially when he's played as long as he's played. But I think the further that we get into this, I think the Sixers are going to try to put themselves in more of a position that if whatever decision he makes, that they're going to be okay. And I think that's where they are right now. They're going to be okay. Would love to have LeBron here. Would love to add another tent to the circus like we talked about earlier this week. But I don't need him here.
So the way I look at it is this, and I understand your perspective. Like, they will be a good basketball team with or without him. But to be a great one, I think they need him. Like, if the objective is to win the championship this season, they need LeBron James. Because I'll tell you right now, I'm excited for the Sixers. We're all super excited for the Jaylen Browns, right? It feels like they stole, you know, one of the better players in the NBA from a rival in the Boston Celtics. But I'm not going to pick the Sixers to win the championship this year without LeBron James.
They're contenders, though.
No, they're contenders. And they're certainly give us more hope than they have in recent years. But I won't walk into the season and say, we're going to win the NBA championship. If they get LeBron James, I will sit here and say they are going to the NBA finals.
I tell you
they
what.
They will be in the NBA finals.
To push back on that a little bit, a little bit of revisionist history. Going into the playoff series against San Antonio and the New York Knicks, did you think that it would go the way that it went?
No, I thought the Spurs.
Because it was going to be the Spurs. Everybody thought it was going to be the Spurs.
Big favorite.
Spurs in five.
Yep.
Spurs in five. Did not happen like that. And even though you feel that strongly about LeBron James being here, another story, the Flyers. Mm. They weren't even picked to be in the playoffs.
No, but then they were, and we wore orange paint on our
faces. Yes, we did. We did. So it's one of those things. I hear what you're saying, Joe, and it would be nice to have him. It would be so nice. It would be something totally different. That sports would be at an all-time high here in Philadelphia when you talk about all the four sports teams that we have and potential going into the seasons when their seasons restart, respectfully. But to sit here and say that I need him here, nah, I'll let it play out. It would be nice for him to be here. And even if you're LeBron, I mean, he knows way more basketball than me. There's no question about that. But when you look at the way that this team is built and the options that you have on the table, I feel like it's a no-brainer to come here when you talk about the potential.
Well, I agree.
If you go back to Cleveland, who are your backcourt? James Harden and
Donovan Mitchell.
Okay, yeah. James Harden.
Yeah, but Harden, yeah. I mean,
James Harden.
Yeah, that's
okay. So
I mean,
yeah,
that's as simple
I mean,
as that.
That's
no.
What you look at. You're
yeah.
looking at if that's what he's focusing on, and even his agent said it. You know, maybe they're trying to use us as a stepping stone for something else. But even his agent said it. When you look at Philadelphia, then you talk about potentially winning the championship. This is the best fit.
Well, I agree with that, and I'll go one further. If the Sixers get LeBron James, they're the best team in the city, and they're the team in the city right now with the best chance to win a championship. And I say that still with the Eagles as a playoff contender, right, and a team that just won a championship 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and the Phillies, who look like a playoff team, and with this starting rotation, have a chance to win the World Series. But the Sixers would jump them all. That's how big of a deal I think it would be to land LeBron James. 215-592-9494. It's funny how you said, like, how good the Sixers would be if they got him, right? Like, they have a lot of pieces, and what this could be if he landed here.
And it would help your depth out tremendously.
Oh, of course it would. You know, the Wade guy they just signed from Cleveland, right? He'd get pushed to the bench, and then you have File on the bench and Wade on the bench. I mean, you start putting together a group here that could have depth here. It's funny, Colin Cowherd yesterday, listen to what he said about if LeBron chooses the Sixers, it jumps every team he's ever played on.
If LeBron joined the Philadelphia 76ers, this is the best starting five he's ever had, easily. I don't want to hear about the Heatles. I don't want to hear about the Heatles. The Heatles had Mario Chalmers at point. Tyrese Maxey is all NBA. The Heatles had Joel Anthony at center. I'd say Joel Embiid slightly better. The Heat didn't have any young ascending star like B.J. Edgecombe. They were old. Ray Allen, Battier, Mike Miller, Udonis Haslem. Guys I love. They didn't have anybody like Edgecombe, who is an ascending star. Like, not good. Like, all-star to eight times. Jaylen Brown and D. Wade are very similar, play both ends, very, very athletic, both going to end up in the Hall of Fame. LeBron's obviously not good as good as the Miami LeBron, but if you're talking quality lineup, Tyrese Maxey, all NBA, Edgecombe, ascending rocket ship, Joel Embiid, Hall of Famer MVP, Jaylen Brown, all NBA.
You know, at first when he started saying, I'm like, oh, let's hold on a second. It's been 23
Slow
years.
Up.
Are we really sure this would be the best starting five he's ever been on? But then the more you think about it, they're every team he's been on. Like, he's had other stars with them.
They've been a little bit more veteran group.
But veteran. Also, there's always, though, been – oh, he's played with some great players, obviously. Anthony Davis and Kyrie and Wade and Bosh. But there's always been a scrub or two on the court. Like, they had to carry what? There was, like, a guy out there, like, well, he's obviously that. Like, who would be the scrub on the Sixers starting five? There is none. There'd be none. I mean, you can make case the worst player would be Edgecombe. You can make case the worst player would be Joel Embiid. Or LeBron himself would be the – I mean, just think about that for a second, how great the starting five would be. I think they need him. Vincent Goodwill, ESPN, he kind of pushed back on the idea of the fit here with LeBron. Let's hear what he said.
Do the 76ers give LeBron the best chance? I think wherever LeBron goes at this stage of his career, who's going to be on a minimum contract, whose value on a given night can be of a max player, he's going to give you on some nights the ability to look like a championship team. I don't think that's the Philadelphia 76ers. They look like a great idea. They look like a great concoction on NBA 2K, even without LeBron James there. Because I got a lot of questions about their roster. Who's going to do the little things? Who's going to do the things that don't show up in the box score? With Jaylen Brown added to that already, like, I've covered that team in the playoffs in that second round series against the New York Knicks where they got destroyed. And Tyrese Maxey looked out of sorts because Joel Embiid was out there. And Joel Embiid over the past 2 years has not played the equivalent of a full season in those two seasons. So if he's going to play 40 games because of what his body has done to him, how much can you develop any continuity? Who's going to be the person to do all the ugly stuff, all the defense, all the dirty work when you got four guys who demand the ball, rightfully can say, I need the rock?
Yeah, listen, I hear it, and there's always going to be a pushback when you build a team like this because a lot of new people and someone needs the basketball. LeBron James has played for a million kind of different teams with different players. He might be the most malleable player in the league. Like, he could play with all small players.
Yeah,
he could play
malleable
with all big players.
Word.
He could play the point. He could play power forward. Like, if you're constructing a player that could play with any other kind of team, it's him. He's done it a million times.
Yeah, he's adaptable.
Yes.
Like the bottom line, and I think that when you talk about these young guys, honestly, I think they'll be excited to play with LeBron.
Of course they will.
And they will figure out, it would be more, to me, I would think, that it would be more of a concerted effort to try to learn how to mesh and make this thing fit with LeBron because of his basketball acumen, that like the fact that he's been in the playoffs damn near every year that he's been in the NBA. I think that there will be a lot of guys that are excited about it, the work ethic thing. You know, they will be an overall better team with LeBron, and I don't think it would be as hard to mesh together as he's making it out.
Yeah, I agree. 215-592-9494. We're live at Chickie's today. All right, where do you come down on it? We've talked a lot this week about LeBron James for good reason, because he's a free agent and he's considering this Philadelphia 76ers. Not only do I want him, I think the Sixers need him if the objective is to win the title next year. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Kyle back in the studio on National Crab Friday. Do the Sixers need LeBron James?
I mean, of course they don't need LeBron. We just saw this happen with Flyers fans who were, you know, very excited about the direction of the team after they got eliminated in the playoffs. And then all of a sudden, the idea of Leo Carlson came around and people started to get their hopes up, even though it was kind of a pipe dream. And now all of a sudden, the Ducks match and we're like, oh, screw. Yeah, Broach just did this with us yesterday. Screw Danny Briere. Screw the Flyers. Like, what are we doing? The Sixers, when they traded for Jaylen Brown, I just want to help everyone out here. We take it back to when that trade came down. All of a sudden, we said, holy crap, we have a basketball team. We have a basketball season. This team is now a title contender. And then everyone got wrapped up in the idea of LeBron James, who, by the way, is not coming here. Just want to prepare everybody for that.
Well, you did guarantee that. Which
I did guarantee that.
Bad
idea. It's a great guarantee. It's not coming here. So I just want to prepare everybody for the reality of when he does inevitably choose Cleveland, Miami, or some other whatever team. He's not going to be here, and we're still going to be a title contender, guys. Like, the Cavs in 18 or whatever, the team full of scrubs that LeBron dragged to the finals, that's a team that needs LeBron. The Sixers are a title contender right now without LeBron. Just look at the Eastern Conference. It's the, like, are the Knicks so formidable that we're like, holy crap, how does anyone surpass that team? No. The Celtics, we just gave Paul George, and they just gave us their best player after we eliminated them in the playoffs. And then you have the Raptors, who don't even have Kawhi Leonard yet because of some investigation going on with the Clippers. And then you have Cleveland with James freaking Harden. So even if they get LeBron James, they're out. So, like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't make them so much more of a title contender to get LeBron James. Is LeBron better than Dean Wade? Obviously, yes. But they're still a title contender without him.
Well, all right, so you're right, but let me just – a little dose of reality for everyone. Like, we are excited about Jaylen Brown. And the Sixers – what you said, Kyle, what Hugh said is accurate. They're a contender in the Eastern Conference without LeBron James. I acknowledge that, and they weren't a week ago. They have Jaylen Brown now, and that's huge. But, you know, with that, with Jaylen Brown, like, if the LeBron thing doesn't happen, right now the Sixers are behind the Knicks, the Celtics, by the way, without Jaylen Brown, the Toronto Raptors, assuming the Kawhi deal goes through, they're investing in that whole thing with his contract, and the Pistons in the Eastern Conference. And then just behind us are the Cavs and the Heat. So you know if one of those teams gets LeBron, they jump us. So we'll enter next season sixth in the Eastern Conference odds. That's exactly where the Sixers have basically lived for the last few years. Like, just middle of the pack Eastern Conference team, probably second round and out. This is the finishing piece. That's why I say if the objective is to win the title, they need him. If the objective is just to, hey, we have a Sixers team again, that's done. We check that box. If the objective is to win the championship, they need LeBron James. Chris in Middletown starts us off here on a Tri-Day Friday. Good morning, Chris.
Happy Dollar Crab Friday, man.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Good morning, Chris. How we doing?
Good morning. Guys, listen. Hey, let's talk about these crab fries here. You can't get anything better for than crab fries. I mean, for a dollar these days, like, nothing's a dollar nowadays. Like,
nah.
You know, that is true.
You fill up your pockets and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah
Hugh, crab fries are banging.
How many buckets you getting today? Three, four, five?
I probably only do one, man. Only one. You know, I'm trying to shred season.
So I thought shredding season is in the spring. Shred.
Well, I'm just saying, I got to maintain.
Oh,
I'm maintaining season.
Yeah. I get it.
But I got to get into this LeBron thing. But before I do that, Joe and Kyle, I want to thank you and the rest of, you know, thank you guys for a day of rest, okay? The Delaware Valley deserves, you know, some reprieve from the waterboarding Hughes clues we've been getting the past few days. So thank you for that. Hugh.
Yes.
Saying that, you know, we don't need LeBron by you, I understand this because this is frugal Douglas speak. Because the reality is this, Hugh, you know this. When you say you need something, you tend to overpay for it. And I think that's you just trying to help the Sixers save them from themselves. And we don't want to get in that mindset of we have to have them. But you know what? Guess what? The odds of winning with him are considerably higher than without him. So you know what?
Yeah, I agree.
It's been since 1983, almost as old as we are, okay? Now, I know we're a little older, but that's a long time. I know we're long in the tooth and we're next to the upper room. That's how long the Sixers are for not winning a championship. So you know what? Roll out the red carpet. Go get him. Go assemble Team USA Philadelphia. All studs. Everywhere. On the court. And this notion, this nonsense that all these naysayers are spewing, this bogusness that, oh, he can't play with all these other studs and it's not going to work. Go check the tape because you know what? He played on Olympic teams with other studs, and guess what? He won 3 gold medals. So this nonsense that he can't share the court with other great players is totally, totally fraudulent. I don't believe it for a second. We need him, okay? We need him like Cowboy Jim needs a brain. We need him like Fat Aaron needs air in his lungs when he comes on the air. We need him in Philadelphia. We need this championship. We need to end this misery. We need the Sixers to be atop of the hill again. Oversell, sell everything, give up everything, give blood, give plasma. Bring me LeBron. I want a championship.
What's
Let's
that
go,
mind?
Sixers!
All right, Chris, good phone call. Is it plasma?
Yeah, he did.
Giving blood and plasma?
Yeah, he did.
It feels like a lot.
It
does feel like a lot. I uncovered another thing I think is going on here. It's probably somewhat, Hugh, some Kyle. I think it's going to be out there today. I think part of the premise of not saying we need him is that we don't want to have bad vibes. We don't want to get hurt. Like, I understand the
odds.
Scared
of love again?
Well,
can't be afraid of love again,
No, you
Joe.
Can't. I understand the odds. The odds are we probably don't get him. If I had to handicap this, I don't know, 10, 15% that he lands here?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Well, I guaranteed 50. It, so.
Okay, well, that's zero for you. But 10 or 15% for me. Maybe 50% is Cleveland, and then with the rest is everybody else. So I get it. Like, the odds are we're probably not going to get him. So if you say we need him, and then we don't get him, then we're going to feel like crap. And we don't want to feel like crap with the Sixers because it's been a high for a week and a half. It's been a high since the Jaylen Brown trade. I get that. But we also have to have a sense of reality here, which is they need this guy. if they want to win a championship next season, they need LeBron James. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop where we're live today from Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly for National Crab Friday. $1 crab fries and $5 pitchers of Miller Lite. It's an incredible day, obviously. Always incredible here at Chickie's. But today, especially, come on down, hang out with us today. Proceeds benefit the Philadelphia FOP charity. All right, coming up on the other side, your take on all this. Do the Sixers need LeBron James, yes or no? You can get in on that today. And we'll let you hear what Shyam said about how teams are pitching their teams to LeBron. And it's also how we're going to give away our prize today. You get a reprieve, a little Friday off from Hughes Clues. We know everyone needs it. It's been a tough week. We'll tell you about how we're giving away our prize today. And it's a great one. And it's going on tonight right here in South Philly. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Not Willy Wonka.
We don't get to use this very often on the show.
Yeah, you're trying to say we're in La La Land or something.
That's all right. I mean, listen.
Willy Wonka.
Sometimes you have to believe, guys. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas and Joe Giglio live today from Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly. Monday night, join Broads here live at 6 p.m. for a special Home Run Derby broadcast brought to you by Budweiser with giveaways all night. Yeah, the Home Run Derby. By the way, before we get to the phone calls here and whether or not you think the Sixers need LeBron James, we got the announcement last night, Hugh, that we officially have Bryce Harper in for the Home Run Derby. So we have, I believe, 6 spots locked into the Home Run Derby, including Bryce Harper. Still waiting on Schwarber to give the full yes. My guess is he's
so he found the pitcher, so he didn't pick Jack?
He did not pick Jack.
Well, Jack, I feel if you're like listening, I was pulling for you. Yeah. I was pulling for you, Jack.
We all
I thought
were.
That was
yeah.
It was pretty commendable.
But I didn't think there was any chance Jack Fritz was getting picked to be Bryce Harper. I mean, come on. This is Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice little distraction for Bryce, you know.
Well, you know what? It's pretty cool. He's only done it one other time, I think. That was in Washington his last year there. So he doesn't do this very often, but he's doing it this year with the here in Philadelphia. So Bryce Harper officially in the Home Run Derby. 215-592-9494. Do the Sixers need LeBron James? Coming up at 11, we will have Harold Reynolds on with us. Talk about the All-Star festivities this weekend, the HBCU Swingman Classic, all the Phillies All-Stars, what he thinks of this team as we head towards the break here. And Scott Fransky, of course, at 12 o'clock. Early returns on the poll question. Very interesting. Do the Sixers need LeBron James? I say yes. Hugh Douglas says no. Will in the Northeast is up. Will!
Oh, hey!
Hey,
Jesus. Hey,
Will, what's up, pal?
All right, listen, man. Listen, what are we, Shark Tank? What are we shopping our teams around with this one guy? I mean, this is like getting out of hand. Now, I'm not going front. In the beginning, I was all in, but guess what? I'm
come
out
on, Will. I need you.
Oh, no.
The thing is,
wow, you drove Will away.
And hoping and dreaming that you're going to come here, and then you go to another team. I'm done with the hopes and the dreams. Be a man and just say what team you're going to go to, man. It's been so many times you're going to tell me Santa Claus is this, and he don't. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is this, right? What we do need is for our center and B to give us a full season of nonstop basketball, man. Just give us one full season. You know what I'm saying? Without being injured, without going out for 6 games, give us one full season. That's what I need from our center, man. The person that's been here the whole entire time but can't give us a full season. Let's go and be, man. Listen, I'm not dependent on LeBron. I'm dependent on you, bro. It's time for you to step your game all the way up. You got the money, so guess what? It's time for you to deliver. That's what I need. Because if LeBron don't want to come here, we're not begging nobody to come here and play for it. You'll see us in the championship.
Wait a second. That's are you saying we have to rely on Embiid if LeBron James doesn't
that's
come?
That's what he said.
Embiid?
I understand.
Oh,
you know what?
Come
you
on.
Know what? I know. And you know what? I really hate to say it. But, yeah, it's time for him to step up, bro. It's been too long. You long overdue. Listen, man, give us a full season, bro. One full season. And if you go out with a broken leg or a crutch or on a walker, then guess what? I'll give you all the respect in the world if you give me one full season. That's what I want.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, we can all hope for, you know, pigs to fly, Will. I mean, like, these things are not going to happen. Like, the idea that if we don't get LeBron, Joel Embiid will stay healthy for a full season. I mean, Will, I mean, come on. I'd love to walk out of here of $1 million fall to the sky. None of these things are going to happen.
Sounds a little lofty.
Listen, I'm going to keep it real. Listen, LeBron is the missing piece. But he played too many games, man. We need grown men on the court, man.
We don't like his emotion to play with.
We need somebody to know what they want. You know what I'm saying? And know what they need in order to get to the next level. And we're the team. There's no more looking. You don't need to search anymore. You looking right at the team. We're ready to pick you up. And we're ready to win a championship with you. That's it.
Listen, I love the passion, but I mean, come on. And we appreciate the phone call. Oh, yeah, you know, if we don't get – is this the spin we're going to hear in the next few weeks if LeBron doesn't choose us? Well, maybe this is the year Joel Embiid stays healthy. We don't need LeBron James.
No, I'm not going to jump out there and say that.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I think we have a good, formidable team. It would be better if we had LeBron here, but
– Of course it
you know,
would.
I mean, it's not like – I'm not about to sit here and be like, I need LeBron. That's you know.
See, this is about you more than it is about
No, I'm just saying.
LeBron
I mean, like, need. Nothing.
It just feels like you won't –
No, he's, a, yeah. no, he's just being stubborn. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well –
Because you know we're better with them. It's like fundamentally you can't say, I need
someone's help. It's the word. Yeah, you know.
It's the word.
I never want to say we wouldn't be better without him, but I don't need anything. You know what I mean? We'll make it do what it does.
You got this.
Oh, yeah.
You're good on your own. Yep.
Yeah, Sixers usually make things right on their own. I mean, you're right about that. They don't need any help.
I don't like the way Kyle said that.
Who doesn't need us, Joe?
I'm good on my own. I can do this by myself.
All right.
You made it this far.
You know what? See ya. We're out.
Well, wouldn't want to be you.
I don't think it really requires spin. Like, we were just at this place before the idea of LeBron popped into any of our heads. We got Jalen Brown here, and look, we were excited.
Sure, right.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I have a good feeling about Joel Embiid being healthy for the majority of the season. But I think the idea is, and what makes the Jalen Brown trade good, is that now you can see a path of the Sixers winning games while Joel Embiid's not on the court.
Right.
Like, they have a good enough team now to where they're not fully reliant on Joel Embiid, with or without LeBron.
Well, I agree with that. And the Sixers, and I think this shouldn't be lost, and it's a fair point. The Sixers have guaranteed us a season to have interest in next season just by Jalen Brown. They don't need LeBron James for interest in the team. They have acquired that. They have gotten us back on board by trading for a guy that finished sixth in MVP voting last year. So that box is checked. But now I'm getting greedy. Like, I want to win an NBA championship because, you know, I was listening to this morning, and they were unpacking kind of the more of that Jalen Brown trade, the morning show today. And they were talking about how, you know, really it was about money, right? And the Celtics don't want to pay this guy an extension. And a couple years from now, Jalen Brown might want $70 million. You know, I was thinking about this, and I'm not sure we're ready for this, but the NBA now is short-term. It's not really long-term anymore. Like, it's long-term if you're the Thunder and you keep drafting like they do.
Mm-hmm.
But for everybody else, it's kind of short-term. Once you start getting players paid, it's hard to sustain your team. That's what just happened to the Celtics. So, you know, this thing we've created here, it's great. I'm excited for it. It might only last a couple years. I mean, 2 years from now, the Sixers might be in the same spot the Celtics were now in terms of Maxey's going to want that money and mm-hmm. Brown's going to want an extension. So we may be in the same spot the Celtics were, like, hey, can we really pay all these guys all this money with the way the cap is? So I want to, you know, I just want to strike while the iron's hot. They have these guys. They have the top three guys as the guards and forwards. And if you get LeBron, you could win it this year because I don't know if they're going to have this group for 5 years. It might only be a 3-year thing, and then they got to reset.
Yeah, that's true, and I understand your feelings about everything. But like, I'm kind of with Kyle.
But you're stuck.
I'm kind of with Will. Well, that a mm-hmm. little bit of that, but at the same time, we see the same thing LeBron sees, right?
Yes.
So now it's like, okay, what are you trying to do? I guess. People are starting to feel like you're just dragging this out, because when you talk about the other teams that are in this, if your desire is to win another championship, it feels like, as a basketball layman, that this is the best route to go when you talk about the young players that you have and the chances that this team has. Feels like it's the best route. Nothing's guaranteed. That's what I'm really stuck on. It's not about whether we want or need him, but nothing's guaranteed in sports. So to say that we need him and we're going to win a championship, I think that's kind of ridiculous.
All right, let me just throw one quick thing in about the dragging it out. And if that's rubbing you the wrong way, do we have memories like goldfish here? It took Bryce Harper 4 months to sign. 4 months. Spring training had begun in 2019 when Bryce Harper signed on the dotted line, and it was a party here. Now, I understand it's different. Bryce Harper was 26 years old and signing up for 13 years.
Yeah, that's a long-ass time.
Right, and it was, and we were just desperate. I mean, the Phillies were desperate for one of those guys, Machado, Harper, to sign. But, like, we did a four-month courting of Bryce Harper. This has been 9 days. I know our attention spans are getting less as human beings every day, but this has been 9 days.
But you know what it is? I think it's the history. Like, I'm not mad at him. I mean, you know, I'm not mad at him for making a decision because this is his last go-round.
Yeah,
I get that. But
it's him. It's LeBron.
I think it's eerily similar. And then we went past the last time he's done this, when he took his talents to South Beach.
You're right.
And I think that's why people are getting a little antsy, because the more we talk about this, the more it makes sense to us. But the more times that he takes, especially after, you know, the thing we just had with the Flyers and everything and the Bo Bichette thing, we're feeling a little antsy right now.
Why are you throwing that in?
I'm just being honest, man. That's how
You're trying to set everyone up for the hurt.
No, I'm just saying, as fans, that's how we're feeling. We feel a little bit of trepidation because of all this other stuff that's happened. I'm just keeping it a bean.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it is. We have – right now we have sports anxiety when it comes to certain things that we want to get done. Because it's funny that Kyle brought it up, because Bros, I was kind of surprised that Bros kind of took a dump on Briere.
He ripped Briere. I mean, he crushed Briere.
It was kind of insane. Relax.
Well, it was an interesting angle that they could have went $2.8 million over where they went?
They got the contract to the point where they hosed the Ducks. Like, that was the whole idea. $2 million more doesn't – I don't think it makes much of a difference.
I get it. But
you know, it's
almost
like – the
reason you like
it
is because it's like you at the auction. You went so far, but then you were afraid to go then
that
win.
That wasn't it.
You got to win the auction.
You know what it's like? It's like when you have a young individual – I'm not going to say male or female, but a young individual that you're dating, right – that you go out of your way, you give them the flowers, you get them the nice dinner, you had the nice dinner prepared, and you get them a nice diamond ring or whatever, a nice piece of jewelry.
I've played with guys.
And then they say, you do all of that, right?
Yeah.
And then they say, well, you didn't put it in a nice enough box, or you didn't wrap a nice bow around it. They're like, for real?
You know, happening? I did all this.
Has it happened? No, we ain't talking about my personal business.
I would have rolled him until he told me no.
215.
I hate you, Kyle.
592-9490. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, look. We have a better chance of LeBron coming here than Joel playing more than 40 games. So if I can get LeBron here, it doesn't guarantee anything, but it exponentially raises our percentage of winning a championship.
Well, of course it does. And a year where they're going to be in the mix anyway. And, Jeff, I keep thinking about this. Like, if he lands in the Eastern Conference and there's six or seven contenders, the Sixers among them, he might be, even at his age, like the thing that puts the team over the top. Maybe it puts Miami over the top. Maybe it puts, you know, the Cavs over the top. And we're going to be sitting there out in the second round again and being like, oh, damn, it would have been nice to have him on this team.
And if anybody's getting upset that he's taking his time, the dude literally did a one-hour show when he went from Cleveland to Miami. Held it out for weeks. And then they actually had a one-hour TV show with commercials and everything for the decision. So it's expected. It doesn't bother me one way or the other, man.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's kinda,
he knows how to milk it.
Of course he does. I mean, and we were all watching that dumb TV show for an hour until the end when they who was it? Jim Gray? Was it Jim Gray? Who was the guy?
I forgot who it was.
Might have been Jim Gray.
But I remember people really mad at him. They were really mad at him in Ohio.
I mean, that's a tough one to leave Ohio the way it is. Jeff, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh. We do have one last pair. We have given
Hugh's
away.
Hugh's Clues.
No, not today. Hugh, come on. We're out in public. It's a Friday. I can't. Plus, we like to give the people on Friday a little reprieve
Got
from the
to
week of
give
Hugh's
the
Clues.
People.
Yeah. Because I think with Hugh's Clues, honestly, most people don't have a chance because the clues sometimes are so out there that, like, they don't even know what they're guessing.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, they're a joke.
Yeah.
I don't believe
At least with Friday, it's equal playing field, level playing field. Everyone's got a chance. And here, you know what we have? We have ourselves a pair of tickets. It's tonight, HBCU Swingman Classic at Citizens Bank Park.
It's going to be a good one. It's going to be warm,
it's
too.
It's going to be great. You and I already were at Citizens Bank Park this morning, getting our credentials for this week coming up and all the All-Star festivities this weekend into next week. All right, so we have a pair of tickets to the HBCU Swingman Classic. And now, before I tell you how we're doing it and the game we're going to play, you might already know, can we hear a couple things? Because it sounds like teams and individuals are making their pitches here to LeBron James. So first, let's hear Shams on the latest on how teams are trying to get their message to LeBron.
Some of the leading suitors for LeBron James, whether that's a Golden State, a Cleveland, Miami, Minnesota, Philadelphia, some of them have been able to send a voice note to LeBron James via Rich Paul. So whether it's an owner, a president, or a general manager, being able to record a voice note, I'm told, send it to Rich Paul, and that makes its way to LeBron James. This is just a part of LeBron James's process.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
So we have voice notes, voice memos being sent from teams to LeBron James.
I mean, come on.
I wish I had a friend like Rich Paul that I've been like 10 toes down since day one.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
We have to
though.
Pay him well, you know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm saying LeBron got that bread.
No, I know.
But Rich Paul, I mean, that's the way you, like, LeBron's probably trying to take this time to just unwind and figure out where he actually wants to be. And Rich is trying to guide him in the best possible direction. But it's ultimately, like he said, LeBron's decision.
Well, but the pitches are coming in here. They're coming in through voice memo. So here's what we're going to do today.
God, it sounds like that sounds
it's
like a
strange
joke.
It's such a joke.
You know what it is? Oh. It's the way we're going to get LeBron James is what I'm saying.
Great.
So here's what we're going to do today for a Tri-Day Friday. Yes, we're going to do a Tri-Day. Hugh Douglas, Tri-Day Friday, how about this? The best pitch we hear today for LeBron James will win the tickets to tonight's HBCU Swimming Classic. Let's hear that Tri-Day music, Kyle. Yes, we need your pitch. So let's pretend this. Let's pretend that the Sixers will take the best answer we get today, the best pitch for LeBron James we hear today, and they will send it to LeBron James. Like, I don't know what the chances of this happening is, but it's not zero based on what we just heard there from Shams. Like, these teams are sending pitches. So pretend your pitch on the Midday Show today gets to LeBron James. Hugh Douglas.
What do you mean pretend?
Well, I just, okay. Go it about does, it. Does, go yeah. about it as if
he's
we're,
listening
it,
to WIP right
that's
now.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Don't come
right
here,
now. LeBron's listening right now. He hears you. What's your pitch to LeBron James? Hugh Douglas, what would be your pitch if you got to speak to LeBron?
Oh, well, I got to go first.
Yeah, I don't want to hear what you got to say.
I'd be like, hey, man, you know, I don't even know what I would say.
That's a great
Hugh.
Pitch.
I don't know.
I mean,
LeBron's not coming here now.
It is what it is, dog. It's your last go round.
Hey,
it is. It's, it right. is what it is, dog. It's your last go round.
Cut the mic. Cut the mic.
Wait a minute. You I didn't know you scored at me first. Because I told you I was feeling some kind of way about you talking about I need him. I don't need nobody. I don't need none of that.
You've turned Hugh off of this whole thing.
Stuck. You have single-handedly ruined the pitch to LeBron James.
I didn't know you scored at me
what,
first.
Is what it is.
Hey, man.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
All right, listen. Just know, when this guy signs at Cleveland or Miami, I am blaming you. I mean,
wait
this,
a minute.
This
give
is completely your fault.
I didn't know you were going
to you know what? You know what? Screw it. Let's hear Saquon Barkley, because at least he was ready yesterday. Here's Saquon's pitch to LeBron James.
If LeBron called you, what would you tell him about playing in Philly?
That's a great question. I think it's one of the greatest sports towns in the world. I know Josh Hart said the opposite. I saw that today on Twitter, but I have to disagree with him. But, if you want to go out with a bang, I feel like a great spot would be in Philly and bring a championship to Philadelphia. You'd be remembered forever.
See, that's not that hard. Saquon Barkley on the spot.
But I will tell you this. Saquon Barkley's pitch is different than the one I think that's going to get LeBron. Hey, LeBron's already won a couple championships, right? LeBron's considered one of the greatest basketball players to ever play the game. As much as that he might like what Saquon Barkley said, him and Saquon are on two different stratospheres as far as athleticism and you know, the annals of sports.
So are you critiquing Saquon's pitch without giving your
own? No, I'm just saying. I understand what he's saying, but LeBron is already, you know, he's already reached the pinnacle.
So how do we pitch him? I mean, he has reached the pinnacle.
I would tell him, you know what, LeBron, coming to Philadelphia, you're going to get a great experience, a great sports town, and Reading Terminal is one of the most phenomenal places that you could go. It has
Reading
been ranked
Terminal?
Number one in, like, food courts in America.
What about what?
This guy's probably eating at every fine dining establishment in the world.
He ain't got the barbecue ribs that the Amish make. The Amish make some fire barbecue ribs.
Amish.
Shout out to my man Pete Zook.
Should tell him LeBeck Finn would love to have it.
LeBeck Finn, yeah, Kyle. We got this fire-ass restaurant.
As this segment goes on, we have no shot at this guy if this is the pitch.
And we got some of the best Mediterranean food you can have.
At LeBeck Finn that closed 16 years ago. All right, here's the pitch. All right, you ruined it.
My bounce-back game is strong.
You ruined it. All right.
Bounce-back game.
Here's the pitch. There's two things here. And, yes, I mean, obviously the top pitch is you have a chance to win here. But beyond that.
Reading Terminal.
No, not Reading Terminal.
Are you serious? Listen,
no,
Joe.
I love the Reading Terminal. Reading the Terminal. Donuts there are awesome.
Reading Terminal's fire.
It's a great place. But that you think the Reading Terminal is going to lure LeBron James to Philadelphia?
Yes. Okay. Ain't no other place like it on the planet.
Okay. Here's what it is. Of all the options, this is the only place that checks every box between desperation to win. The other places don't have desperation to win. Golden State, they've won all the time. They've been a dynasty. Miami's already won with you. Cleveland's won with you. This place is desperate. We'll love you forever if you win here. And LeBron is very aware of historical stuff in sports. I mean, he pretends he's not, but he is because he knows where he's ranked and people say about him. This is a place where there's been many great athletes that have come as the finishing piece, right? Moses Malone, if we want to use the NBA version of this, was that was Moses.
This sounds like you're about to get serious about
well,
this.
I have to try to pick us up after what happened over here.
What are you talking about? What happened?
Ribs from the Amish market?
And I didn't give you the Coupe de Gracie, though.
Oh, you left that out.
Yeah, the crab fries from Chicken and Peach.
You know
it's
what?
It's a dollar crab fry day. LeBron, you ain't going to get no crab fries anywhere else like you're going to get them here at Chicken and Peach.
LeBron,
man.
A billionaire. Come on down for
Come
cheaper,
on down to
cheaper
Chicken
fries.
And, Peach, and I tell you
well,
what.
A good idea, yeah.
I tell you what. You would never have to wait for a chair. Came to Chicken and Peace because Pete has the back room back there.
I'm glad you closed this in a better way.
Because you caught me off guard because I was still stuck on the I need LeBron. I don't need nothing.
Okay, we're trying to pitch this guy. Our 215.
We got the back room over here. We got the book by the bar.
94.
Back room. You can come and have a seat anytime you come to Chicken.
You know what? Please give a better pitch.
Dollar Craft Fries.
All right, there's two bars now. There's the bar number one. The best pitch we get today wins the tickets to tonight's HBCU Swimming Classic. Bar number two, just be better than Hugh's pitch of Reading Terminal.
And Chicky a piece.
Okay, and Chicky's a piece. All right, 215-592.
Two Philadelphia icons.
Is what it is. You want my pitch real quick? You want my pitch?
Yes.
Too much pressure here, LeBron. Go somewhere else
that's
cozy.
Dump yourself. This is ruining it. David in Westchester's up. What's up, David?
Hey, Joe,
wait a minute,
Jack Del Rio said, what does Hugh Douglas give us anyway?
Nothing.
Hugh has me busting up, man.
I mean, that was the worst pitch in the history of free agent pitches.
First of all, I didn't know you were going to come to me first. I didn't know that.
But you didn't know we were going to do this.
But you threw me off because I don't lead LeBron anywhere. Like that kind of, I'm still stuck on the knee.
But that was the first segment. The second segment was the pitches.
I literally just passed a horse and buggy on Route 340 here in Lancaster County, and they have a sign on the back already. Hugh Douglas sucks. Called us Amish.
Amish. Am I saying it wrong?
The Amish.
How's it spelled?
A-M-I-S-H.
Amish.
Amish.
All right, then, fine.
Fighting about Tyler Shuck for a year.
I don't want to.
All right,
go ahead, David.
I'm getting it. Right. Go ahead, David.
All right, first off, Joe, we do not need LeBron. When they traded for Jaylen Brown, they instantly turned into a contender. They, like we had said before, they fixed this in one swoop. So it's fixed. LeBron is more of a, a play toy, per se, because we don't need him to win it. But if we do get him, it will be better.
Of course it will be. All right, David, what would be your pitch to LeBron if he's listening?
All right, Joe, he's going to listen and it's going to get him. Ready? I'm going to do it in song. When I need LeBron, I just close my eyes and I'm with LeBron. And all that I so want to give LeBron,
I know this song. I just
it's
can't think
only
of the name of it.
A heartbeat away.
When I need
LeBron,
you. Yeah, I remember this
song. I hold out my hands and yes, Leo's there. I touch LeBron.
That oh my gosh, it's awful.
Warm night wedding day.
It's an ornery
miles
Friday.
Miles and miles of empty space is in between us.
This is brutal.
A telephone can take the place of his smile. Because Bronny hates him because he's a much better player. I love you, LeBron. Come to Philadelphia.
Enough.
I like how he stayed with it. I ain't mad at it.
I'm checking the live chances to get LeBron on Kelce. It's dipping. As from Hughes, you know, from what you said to David, it just plummeted.
You know what? And I just wanted to, shout out to David. And I also want to give a shout out to the motorcycle cop that I saw this morning when I was riding in. He gave me an escort to Chicken and Pete's. He gave me an escort down the street.
That's great.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that.
So that you were ready for it, but the LeBron pitch.
You kind of
threw
me off.
It is what it is? All right, 215-592-9494.
I will say singing is a strong pitch.
No,
just
it is.
In general.
Now, that's being effort. Able to sing
yep.
is
no,
it will
yeah,
help.
That's, yeah.
You don't have to be able to sing. It's like how you feel in your spirit.
These are WIP callers, man. One step at a time.
I'm saying being able to sing would help the case. But, yeah, I mean, you are allowed to sing. Whatever your pitch is, we're sending these all to LeBron James. We're excluding Hughes, though, because that was terrible.
Mine was the best. It is what it is.
It is what it is. I mean, that's the worst pitch in the history of pitches.
215. I said chicken piece and ready.
592-94.
Dollar crab fries today.
Right. Your phone calls on all this. Plus, Sarah Reynolds is going to join us next on the All-Star Game. The Swingman Classic and the Phils. We'll get to everyone's phone calls. Midday Show, live for Chickie, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Fight Night is here, and there's no better place to trade the action than Kelce, America's number one prediction market platform. UFC 329 coming up. Holloway trading at 67% to take down McGregor, which means a $100 trade on Holloway pays out $145.88. On Kelce, you're trading its peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And as the probability changes, you can buy in and out of your position. For a limited time, download the Kelce app. Use code GIGLIO to get $10 when you trade $10. KALSHI, Kelce, trade on anything.